Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Lobsher, and this is the Cashflow Ninja. This is Cashflow Ninja. I'm MC Lobsher. Thank you so much for spending most valuable resource, your time, once again with me on the show. Everything Cashflow Ninja, the Cashflow Ninja universe, the center of the Cashflow Ninja universe is at CashflowNinja.com. We've got over 820 episodes available at CashflowNinja.com. We've got tools, resources, programs, and shameless plug for my book, The 21 Best Cashflow Niches, Creating Wealth in the Best Alternative Cashflow Investments, available on Amazon and at CashflowNinja.com. And when you screenshot a proof of your purchase, just send it to my team at info@cashflowninja.com, and we will give you access to the goodies, which include digital version of the book, audio version, if you prefer to listen to books, working out, relaxing, driving, a curated library of the Cashflow Ninjas talking about the niches, and much, much more. I'm really excited to jump into today's episode. Returning guest and friend of the show, my friend and partner, Josh McCallan, with Accountable Equity. Josh, how are you, my friend?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me here. It's always a pleasure to be with the Cashflow Ninja Tribe. It's a very dynamic group.
Absolutely. They get after it. They get after cash flow. They get after their goals and their targets. For new listeners, we've got a lot of folks that have found us that's not familiar with you and what you do. I'm first going to preface this and just say, go to CashflowNinja.com, type in Josh McCallan, and also to Josh and Melanie McCallan. There are so many episodes that we've done with them sharing just great things, ranging from how to invest in one of the niches featured in the book, historic trophy properties, how to use opportunity zones. They have actually done an opportunity zone fund with a project, so it's not theoretical, and much, much more. But Josh, for folks that are not familiar with you and what you do, can you please give them a little bit about your background and history?
Well, it's an honor to be with the tribe. As a matter of fact, I'm an avid listener to them, part of our wonderful Cashflow Ninja tribe, as I was mentioning. And really, what you bring to all of us, brother, is a different way to see the reality that we're swimming in. And I just appreciate everything you do, especially with this heavy focus on cash flow. Well, Melanie and I took us, it's almost like you would have been proud of us. In 1997, we bought our first cash flow little duplex. But fast forward, she and I then did all kinds of things, including living in Europe and all this wonderful stuff, getting into land development later in life. And then in the meantime, had 10 children. And that's pretty much our calling card. My lovely wife and I had 10 beautiful children. Still do. 22-year-old lady and a 2-year-old guy and everything in between. But our day job is, and this is where you and I partnered on, is with Accountable Equity. And Accountable Equity was this group. It was a new way of doing private equity as peers. You know, it's a group of wonderful limited partners and us general partners. Going out and finding really, uncorrelated to Wall Street, outside of Wall Street, wonderful ways for us to invest together, build some wealth. And you and I know one of my favorite ways of doing it is built on a career in hospitality. So we do buy those trophy assets together with you, your investors, our investors. And that business, you probably have heard of us if you've listened to this show before. We're the ones with the Renault Winery Resort and beautiful projects outside of Annapolis on Kent Island. And more to come this year. But in a nutshell, that's our passion, man. We love treating people with a type of service and kindness, both in our hospitality group, Viva May, and in our community of investors, Accountable Equity, we call it. Where we seek to show the good of your infinite dignity and worth in everything we do. And we try to build community around that. So lots to dive into, lots to share with you guys, but I'm just honored to be back on the show.
Absolutely. And for folks that are listening to this and saying, whoa, hospitality, resorts, and I covered it in my book. It's for the most part, the asset class of hospitality has taken a beating, a big beating. And for the most part, a lot of the big part of hospitality is not really coming back because most of it is travel, right? Yeah. So people travel, they stay in hotels, they eat the food, they buy a couple of drinks. But that's for the most part, the biggest part of it. But there's different niches, obviously, in hospitality. Yeah. So for the most part, where business travel, especially, and events have been hit pretty hard, there are two specific niches would have just exploded, which is very niche-y, this historic trophy properties that folks can come out to for weddings, for other events and so forth, which we'll get into. And then obviously the short-term rental business, because people travel differently. You know, we live differently, where we live and how we live changed, how we work, where we work changed, and how we travel and where we travel to change too. We humans, strange creatures, we were forced to change our ways a little bit in 2020. And you know what? When once people are set in the way of doing things, it's very tough to change again or go back to the way that it was. So where a lot of folks would, for example, take the family for an all-inclusive wedding, let's just say down to the Caribbean, guess what? Now they're driving 2 to 3 hours close by to a historic trophy property, perhaps a winery, and they have the wedding there and have all their friends and family join them there instead of traveling out down to the Caribbean. Nothing wrong with the Caribbean or even Mexico, but it's just a different way of doing things. So I just want to preface that because I know we've got a lot of new listeners saying, wait a second, hospitality, like, are you kidding me? Two niches that are just crushing out of these two. The other thing that I also wanted to share is, and we'll get into from a strategy perspective, but it's great stuff what you guys are doing with having an operating business on top of the real estate and producing so many different cash flow revenues within the business. And then obviously following sort of the infinite banking concept strategy with regards to efficient equipment funds too. So excited to dive into that. Before we do, word from the trenches, because all of my guests, the cash flow ninjas, they eat their own cooking without throwing up. Which you're in the trenches doing the thing, operating the businesses, working day to day. A lot of challenges that folks are having in this economy is we could talk about inflation, supply chain crises, and so forth. But a big one is labor. What can you tell us? What's going on there, Josh, with regards to labor in the business world?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you probing onto those things. So you're right. You've dissected our space in this world is drive-to leisure resorts that have been around for millennia, a long time, not a millennia, hundreds of years, though, both of our properties. But you're right. They all depend on this gift of service, and service is delivered by people. People are classified in the world of economics as labor. And all those fancy terms come down to good people serving people with kindness and love. So our whole business, which was punched in the face during the COVID, which was hardest on hospitality of all things, it feels like we got hit the hardest. But we see blessings in that, to be honest with you, MC. So let's go back a step. You know, there's a book that maybe I've mentioned on your show before, or maybe you've mentioned by Ryan Holiday, a really great modern thinker, but with historic and timeless principles. And The Obstacle is the Way is his book. If you haven't read the book, The Obstacle is the Way, it's a second best book on Amazon right now behind the best 21 best cash flow niches, which is number one, of course. And then right after that is The Obstacle is the Way. So in hospitality, we went through this tremendous obstacle during the COVID. But before the COVID, we've decided over 10 years of working in the trenches of hospitality, that people are the true lever, the human capital that matters more than even the buildings. So for us, we've always tried to pour ourselves as a team into servant leadership and training. I think we saw the benefit of that during the COVID, where we were able to keep our staff levels above par, despite the same challenges everybody else has had. However, today you're asking for an update challenge. This morning, we spent an entire half a day with all the senior executives of our team talking about the development of our hospitality over the future. And it was really dynamic. You know, right now with our wedding business being the largest single venue in America, we do more weddings at one property than anybody else in the country. And I always say, if we're the biggest in America, we're probably the biggest in the world. So, you know, we depend on really great sales process. So we've got a full sales staff, really motivated, really successful right now. As a matter of fact, we always get tons of applicants whenever we open that. Where it gets tricky is restaurant management. And so we over here, we think of ourselves as banquet and catering, wedding management, food and beverage management, hotel management. And the fact is we are learning new and creative ways to get ready for the future, because our growth over the last 2 years is over 1,000%. We went from just under 2 million, just around 2 million a few years ago, and we'll hit 20 million this year. And that's one resort. And that means that we've scaled from like almost no staff to hundreds and hundreds on call. What we're doing now is coming up with really cool strategies. I'll give you one right now, and that is a new management development program. So this is for somebody, maybe even a server level. And this is a pivot our entire company has always wanted to do, but now the economy forced us to do. And that is, we are just going to develop and work from within. You know, we have lots of people that like working with us. Now we have to nurture and develop their skills so that they can manage with us. And I was really motivated by things like that, that are going to be innovative, creative. We're going to pay market rate and or above. So that's one of our strategies, is we're not trying to nickel and dime it. We're willing to invest in talent. And then we're going to train that talent based on their willingness to, you know, treat each other with that kind of kindness. We're going to keep investing in them. So we have this whole program where we're going to have flexible different income structures for our managers. And now this is a real deep dive, but I think you'll be curious about it. Our world is, it's not white collar. This is tactical work. People get to get in there. Usually they want the tips and the gratuities. And our gratuity that we produce here is a lot, meaning our frontline workers make a lot of money on gratuity. Thank God. People are very generous right now. But then how do you take someone off the floor from gratuity and move them into management? And so we're redefining how we build a management department. And it's going to be built on a lot of incentives, great training, great education, pouring into each other. And we're going to try to migrate them off that really fantastic tip flow that we've created with them into management and taking some responsibility and building a life for themselves. So I would say it's our top priority right now is labor, you know, but we do see it as a lens of, we're going to attract people that have a heart for hospitality. We're going to pour into them ourselves, and we're going to invest in them and their training. So I think we're feeling pressure in that area. We are, but we've never had a day where we've had to shut down a service line. So I credit that back to our management team's passion for culture and training and treating people with respect. But without a doubt, labor's up, inputs are up in cost. And before I go into a big monologue, I'd love to share with you, after, you know, I let you comment on the world of dynamic pricing and changing models over the next few years. So we feel we're in the right space at the right time, despite the challenges. But I can answer more about labor. But in general, we're reinvesting in the people we have and helping them grow.
Yeah. And the other thing is, too, when you have a great place to work at, people talk about it to family and friends. And I think seeing that on the inside, that there was there's a lot of hospitality, obviously, not very far from where the property is in Atlantic City, but a lot of those folks either scaled down on staff or they were looking at other places, which they saw that was just flourishing and blossoming, and looked pretty much more for, there's job security and it's a great place to work and there's other family and friends. So seeing that was pretty cool because, you know, when you have great people, they enjoy where they work, they enjoy and appreciate the other folks that they work with, they're going to recruit them or tell them, hey, this is great. You should come and work there as well. So that really worked, by the way, because a lot of folks have been in a big pinch. when it comes to looking for actually employees.
Can we stop on? Can we talk on that for a moment? You are right that our number one lead source is referrals from current staff, and I think that's a testament to the fact that we're building something special. But you and I think about this a lot. Maybe people don't reflect on it. Work takes up so much of our life and our time. And we really, you know, at first we thought we were building pretty buildings 12 years ago. Then I realized it's not about the building, it's about the service, and the building needs to be pretty too. And then Melanie joined me and we built the companies that you're a partner with us on now. She was the most surprised when we found out that the culture we're building about trying to treat people with respect, really, we always say our name, Viva May, is to revive the soul, right? Well, the soul, we always say, what souls are we reviving? And if you ask every teammate on our team, you say, what does Viva May, your company brand name, mean? And what is the souls that you're trying to revive? They always start with the team. And we used to start with the guest, saying we're here to be a place of peace for the guest and revive their soul. Of course, we're going to constantly make sure that the property and the history of the property is respected. And we always said, and the teams of our the souls of our team. Well, it's been a very big pivot to realize that this is a blessing. The best part of our work is how much impact we're having on our teammates. And I could tell you stories about that, but I want to make sure I get to all the business things you and I want to talk about. But, you know, Melanie just had a conversation last week with a young lady that works with us at our Annapolis property. Melanie gave a quick little address. Whenever we're on property, we get to say hello to the teammates. And she shared, you know, her little heart with the teammates. One teammate comes up to us afterwards and tells Melanie about the tragedy she's going through, where she's in a struggle with her boyfriend, and the boyfriend may try to claim custody on their son, and this is going to ruin her life. And my point is, it just brought it home. The struggles are so. The struggles of life and of making your way through this world are so profound. And, you know, so for us right now, we're not worried about anybody's dying, but we're not worried about losing a child. But this young lady who works with us and comes to deliver this kind of love to our teammates is currently afraid of losing her son. And I remember thinking to Melanie about Melanie. Melanie felt that she was grateful to be in that kind of place where, here we are trying to earn a living. Here we are trying to return investors' capital. And all those things are happening at rapid pace. But at the end of the day, the gift that we get to be a part of is this revival of souls and treating people with dignity at the teammate level, the guest level, and of course, we keep the property and the assets growing too. Sorry for that digression, but my point is, we're a people business and we've embraced that, and it's made us stronger through the struggle, like Ryan Holiday said.
No, absolutely. And from a business update, so there's a couple of properties, obviously the Renault property, and there's a lot of exciting stuff going on there. And then also the Kent, Manor on Kent Island. And then we'll talk a little bit about the EIF in a second. But what is going on in that? Yeah. What are you seeing out in the marketplace, and are things going?
Kent Island Resort, if you look it up, if you're not driving a car, or if you're driving a Tesla, feel free to look it up now. It's right outside of Annapolis. It's this beautiful island that is really right there near, like I said, right over the bridge. We have like 220 acres, us investors, and small marina, beautiful little boutique hotel, all finished, gorgeous. The food and beverage of the 12 or 13 restaurants Melanie and I and others have built, that one, between you and me, don't tell the Renault people, blows everything away. The food is incredible. It's this boutique experience. You got to eat there. Even if you're not staying there, go grab a reservation. And then the barn experience and the waterfront experiences are all getting opened. They are open. So what happened there is we built around weddings, and the weddings are phenomenally successful. We're looking at another sold out year in 22. Primarily sold out in 23. And so the core business plan of selling weddings is working. Our strategy, though, is to add more revenue streams on top of more revenue streams. So look for an enhanced waterfront dining experience coming soon on top of what we already have going on. So that's our basic philosophy in life, MC, is we buy an asset, we do a physical turnaround, kind of like an apartment multifamily value add. And then we just start stacking layers of cash flow. And that's where the big exciting part for investors comes from. Plus, they get to go see and enjoy some beautiful resorts. That one's 200 years old this year, by the way. Actually, oh, wow. Yeah, 200 years old. And Renault blew our minds this past year, grew really big. This year looks like it'll be another 20% growth on top of last year, which is big. And weddings continue to go upscale there, festivals, concerts, ice rinks, all kinds of different revenue streams there. So in a nutshell, both are growing despite the COVID at a really rapid pace.
Have you ever felt like a lone wolf in life, unable to engage in chats around the barbecue since you're doing things that aren't the norm? Enter GoBundance, a place for driven entrepreneurs, CEOs, or investors who are beginning to experience an interesting phenomenon with more success in life, the feeling of a gap forming between ourselves and many of the people around us. One day we wake up and find ourselves surrounded by people who may no longer see the world the same way we do. As the trend continues, we become more isolated and even find ourselves holding back from talking about things we are most excited about with friends, family, or coworkers. GoBundance was created for those who choose to live bigger and more fulfilled lives of impact. This tribe is for men and women who want to experience world-class adventure, bucket list trips, high-minded conversations, authentic relationships, and an environment to learn and grow with like-minded people. GoBundance is a tribe where you are able to share your successes, struggles, ambitions, and failures without being judged. It's a framework to strengthen your journey in becoming a better man, husband, father, friend, and entrepreneur. It's the place men come together to live epic lives and to grab life big. If you want to learn more, go to GoBundance.com and hit apply to join the tribe.
What I like about those two businesses, and this is essentially the strategy, is there's an operating business on top of the real estate with many different symbiotic cash flows. So as you mentioned, the primary driver, the big vein, I guess, as Grant Cardone would say, there's one vein of cash flow, and that's the weddings. Yep. And then, of course, there's all the other ancillary ones, the hotel, the restaurant, the golf course, the wine and the wine of the month club, all the different festivals, and including the ice skating rink that's there for the Vintner Wonderland. So all of these different things. And then that, I mean, and many different cash flow revenue streams, and then the real estate, the property that it's on. There's another business strategy and model that you've implemented and executed with the Efficient Income Fund, which is essentially, you know, you and I talk about this quite a bit, but Nelson Nash always talked about the one pool of water on the planet where all the oceans are connected to the rivers, connected to the underground water. And when the earth kind of heats up, condensation forms, the clouds form, and it comes back, but it stays in that one big pool of water. And the same thing with the banking system, the commercial banking system. Money's created, it's distributed then through the commercial banks and into the economy. You and I go grab a bite to eat, and one of us pays for the dinner. It then goes from our bank account to the operating account of the business from which we purchase the services. They pay the employees, it goes into their bank account. It's always coming back to this one pool of money, the commercial banking system. And you've essentially created this within the properties, because one of the things that you identified was all the cash flow leaks. There's so much money flowing out of properties to equipment rentals and so forth. How do we bring this back into our own little pool of capital and plug that cash flow leak? And this has been just really exciting to see, because essentially it's a fund, its own business, that now purchases the equipment that's then rented to all of the properties, and investors get to benefit in many different ways by investing in that fund. Just wanted to set the table for you. What are some of the
great job.
What are some of the cool things going on there?
Yeah, so to level set on this Nelson Nash component of one pool of money, you know, years ago I met you. This is a great dialogue about the history of us. And I listened to you on another show. It wasn't even your show. And then I started becoming a Cashflow Ninja listener for, this is 2018. And you taught me all about this idea of how you can collateralize an asset, and you could, it could be life insurance, and you could bank on yourself in an infinite banking strategy. And I, so it really changed the way my brain worked. It corresponded perfectly with our buddy Robert Kiyosaki, because he talks about how the rich invent money. You know, it's kind of part of the Nelson Nash strategy. So years ago, I was working in a big group. We were buying resorts, and every time we had to fix up a kitchen or whatever, this is before we even owned the current companies we own now, we would sign leases for the POS software, the software that does credit cards. We would sign leases for equipment. Okay. And then we would either rent it to the guest, or we would just consume the price as a way to not have to buy it with cash. But leasing kitchen equipment, leasing anything in restaurants is almost second nature. It's an efficient way for a restaurateur or hotelier or resort owner to keep their cash utilization modest, but get the equipment that generates more cash flow. Okay. That being said, that was in my life for 10, 12 years. I meet you. I start to understand that we can capture the ideas of the banks and give it to us normal accredited investors to utilize the same strategies that the biggest banks use. And so you look at the leasing industry. The leasing industry is primarily backed by either private equity funds or banks. But then at the end of the day, it's called ABC Leasing Company. An ABC Leasing Company comes in and says, we'll buy all your equipment for you. We'll own the title on all your equipment. And you just pay us monthly. And at the end of your lease, it's actually called an operating lease. You keep the equipment. So again, by learning from you, I realized that you could scratch away the code of the matrix and read it. And ultimately, what they're doing for their investors, the big banks or whatever it might be, is taking that 100% bonus depreciation we are offered now, and they're depreciating it while they're getting paid on the money they put out to work, similar to the cash flow banking system on the collateralized life insurance policies. You know, the money is actually still for them growing, and they're getting the passive loss. So fast forward. Then, of course, you and I get to know the success of our friend Dave Zook, and I watched him create the ATM machine strategy. And so that's when my accounting team and CPA team and lawyers sat down and boiled down the leasing model to single purpose legal structures. And if you and I buy those entities, if we own those little private leasing companies, we can benefit like the big banks. So that is the beginning of the story. So what we do now is we let investors join us. And if you buy the entity called an efficient income fund four, you own a legal entity that owns equipment. And therefore, you, as the equity owner of that company, get all the passive losses of that equipment. Guess what, though? You get paid back all your money with a yield. So you're getting earning on your money, Mr. Banker. You and I become the bankers in this model. And yet we're defraying taxes on other things we might have been taxed on. You and I might own a duplex that is going to throw off some good passive income that we're going to get taxed on. Let's get rid of that tax by using the legal tax code of depreciation. So I just might have complicated or I might have simplified it, but we're trying to do what the big boy banks do and the big behemoths. And what I'm so grateful for is the entire mantra that I've learned from you, other great friends in the world of education, is we're allowed to do what the big boys do. We just have to be more creative and set it up ourselves. Yep. And that we're like a group of people like you and I that just, hey, we're just going to follow the tax code, and we're not going to make the banks get all the money and leak out of our, you know, our investors typically use the efficient income fund to make sure that they legally pay down their taxes using depreciation instead of writing checks.
Yeah. So for folks that are, just kind of putting everything together, by the way, it's also featured in the book, that niche of equipment leasing. And essentially what it is there's a fund that is created here, the EIF. You invest into it, you put money into it. It helps you offset some of your tax liability legally, passive income. And then also there's a payback period where you get to get paid back your cash flow with obviously some interest over a period of time. And what's the period of time that they're getting paid back?
Really fast. And that's what I was proud of. Robert, you know, Richard Wilson joined you and I on this fund last time from the Family Office Club. And the reason he joined us was because he said in 1,000 funds I've reviewed, this one caught my attention as unique and special and powerful. So it's, we try to pay people back using their tax savings and their cash flow. They should be fully recapitalized within 2 years. So if you put $100,000 in, about $100,000 worth of gains and profit and cash come to you within 2 years. And then you have another year and a half, it's 45 months of repayments. So by the 45th month, you've had all your money back. You've had your promised yield on your money given to you. And you are now done with this and you have all your money back. So you might as well go invest in something else. But in the meantime, you kept your money making money. The IRR, which is that fancy terminology that a lot of private investment opportunities use, this internal rate of return or IRR.
Yep.
That IRR, you know, is astronomical. Why? Because you get so much money back so fast, and it's time value of money thing. So for you and I, listeners, don't get over trapped in the weeds, but just wait till you hear. I mean, the IRRs can be upwards of 40%+ on this. Now, there's no long-term ownership of anything. So there's pros and cons in life. You know, you buy that duplex, your IRR might be modest for a few years, but you do own the duplex eventually, right? Well, here, your IRR is really high, but you have your money back instead of owning something forever. So what really sophisticated investors learn over the years, and I'm still learning it myself, is they have a piece of each type of tool in their toolbox. And this is one of those tools that the big banks use. So why can't you?
Very well said. That's the thing about building a cash flow portfolio, is you have to understand what it is, what it's supposed to be doing, and how it's going to fit into your cash flow portfolio. So essentially, there's three things that play a role in decision making. You could either invest in an asset class or an investment for cash flow at the Cash Flow Ninja, or appreciation or tax benefits or all three. So it depends what's driving that. And sometimes, yeah, you might be great on having some investments in asset classes where there's equity that you're invested in, that you're getting cash flow on, you're getting great appreciation, some taxes, but you need something else to offset some of the income that you're generating as a passive investor. This might be something to look at. As you mentioned, it's another tool in your toolbox. So understand what you have, and then also understand what you're looking to include there, because these are essentially, you know, I always look at it as employees in your cash flow empire.
Oh,
you know, everybody, every investment should be an employee in your cash flow empire. So what are they doing? They all have different jobs, or they could, you know, do a little bit of all three, as I mentioned, with that, or it's more specifically geared towards one job in that cash flow empire of yours.
Yeah, and well said. And, you know, a lot of this, if this is your first, so many new listeners every week at Cash Flow Ninja. So for those of us who've been around for 4 or 5 years now, 4 years, I guess, we've learned through listening to you about people like Tom Wheelwright and Tax Free Wealth, that famous book, the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series. But if this is your first listen, Mrs. Smith or Mr. Smith, it's a whole eye-opening experience. And I'm so glad you found Cashflow Ninja, because do not worry. All these fancy terms, that we're not here to overwhelm anybody. They all came to all of us slowly but surely. But please take a book. After you read the 21 best Cashflow Niches, grab Tax-Free Wealth from Tom Wheelwright, because that education, which I've, you know, tried to pour over many times, there's one quote in that book that I got to teach you if this is new to you. And it's in the second chapter, and he says, depreciation is like magic. You get deductions for something that doesn't cost you any money. You create money out of thin air. That's how Tom Wheelwright, a famous author and teacher, tries to describe depreciation to me when I was a rookie a couple years ago. And it helped me start to realize that's what the rich do.
Yep.
They follow the tax code that allows them to use depreciation. And there's a whole definition of depreciation. I always thought of the word depreciation as what happens to a brand new Honda when you drive off the driveway after you buy it. Oh, you depreciate $2,500 that first minute. So I always thought the word depreciation was just bad. But actually, for tax strategists, it's pretty good. Anyway.
Very good. And that's what to your point. So Tom Wheelwright is obviously Robert Kiyosaki. He's CPA and accountant. Robert always said, and this is we're talking now years ago, probably 20 years ago, I heard this for the first time. So this might be great for new listeners and for old listeners. But he essentially said, I make more money every year and pay less taxes legally. And then you let that simmer for a while. You're like, wait a second. So you're making more money every year, but you're paying less in taxes legally. And to your point, one of the strategies that is leveraged is that the power of depreciation, which is essentially magic. So, challenging the paradigm there 20 years ago. And I'm like, wow, all right, well, let's find out how. It's going to be a way to do it. So good, great paradigm shift. We're going to be doing a webinar too, Josh. So what I'll do is I'll make this very simple and easily available for our folks. It'll be at cashflowninja.com webinar with Josh. So cashflowninja.com/webinar with Josh is the webinar that we're going to be doing on this fund, the EIF fund, diving more into it, a little bit more detail. Yep. Getting in the weeds. So for folks that this sounds interesting to and you want to learn more about exactly how it works, I think we kept the conversation very high level on it. If you want to dive into the weeds and want to learn more about it and see what it can do inside of your cash flow empire, cashflowninja.com/webinar with Josh.
That's so nice. It's so nice to do this. As a matter of fact, you have committed your life to doing courses and education and just sharing these mysteries that we middle-class people who grew up trying to get a great education, which is wonderful, never were shared with. So I'm just so grateful that you and I get to share it. And that's why the whole group that puts these together, Accountable Equity, and it's meant to be a learning community. Guess what? Not all of us know about this, and it's okay. You're allowed to take one step forward. So even if you come to the webinar just to purely understand depreciation better, no problem. We would love to have you. It'd be our pleasure.
And that's the great thing about communities too. We learn from everyone, and that's really how you accelerate your learning curve and your understanding of things. And one of the things that Josh and Melanie has created, this incredible community at Accountable Equity. So there's a great investor community that gets together every quarter at one of the resorts at a Learn and Grow. I was honored to speak there and talk more about the 21 Best Cashflow Niches book in December. So they do that as well. And that's a great place where you can plug in, learn from other great investors. There's really high quality individuals there that you can learn from, that you can meet at these events. So I just wanted to share that too. For folks that want to follow and learn and stay informed of all of these all of these many different projects that you're involved with, what is the go-to point? Because there is great properties to invest in. There's funds. There's an investor community. There's podcasts. Where can they access all of this and follow you?
Thanks for saying it that way. It's nice. I would say the easiest is the two words that tell the heart of what we're doing with funds. We're being Accountable Equity. AccountableEquity.com is it's really the flagship website to hit if you want to learn more about any of these strategies or how we can meet up at a Learn and Grow.
Awesome. And the webinar again is cashflowninja.com/webinar with Josh. That will take you straight there if you're interested in learning more about this. Josh, this has been a blast having you back on. I always enjoy our conversation.
Thanks for having us, buddy.
Appreciate you, and thank you for always providing so much value to all of our listeners and viewers out there. Thank you so much to you, listener and the viewer, for hanging out a little bit and spending your most valuable resource or time once again with us. Everything in the Cashflow Ninja world is at cashflowninja.com, podcasts, tools, resources, programs, and more. And shameless plug for the book, available at cashflowninja.com and Amazon. And when you purchase a copy of the book, screenshot a proof of your purchase, send it to my team at info@cashflowninja.com, and we'll get you all the bonus goodies, the digital version of the book, audio version, curated library of interviews done on this, and much, much more. Until next time, live infinitely.
This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.